We continue in Chazon Ovadia, Chelek Gimel, Darachot of Mukze. We are in the section of Kli Shemlachto Leisu. We are on page Nun Bet, on the top of the first column. Nun Bet. Okay. Lo. Nun Bet, Amud Nun Bet. נגיע לזה בעזרת השם.
נגיע בלכם. טוב, עברנו את זה.
טוב. נון בית. כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור ואינו ראוי בשום צד לטלטלו בשבת לצורך גופו, כתב בעל המאור פרק מי שהחשיך, דיבור המתחיל אמר רב הונה, שאין מטלטלים אותו אפילו לצורך מקומו. We learned yesterday that Kli Shemelachto Leisur is one notch above Kli Shemelachto Leheter. What that means is that unlike Kli Shemelachto Leheter, you're not allowed to handle Kli Shemelachto Leisur if it's for the purpose of Mechama Letzel, of saving, of protecting the item. If you don't have any use of it, it's just for the purpose of saving the item, then you're not allowed to handle it. That's the level of mukzeh, of kli shemelachto leisur, something that its normal use is leisur. Such as, for example, a hammer. A hammer is kli shemelachto leisur. You're not allowed, if you see that the hammer is, let's say, in a place where it's exposed and you don't want it to get stolen, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbat. Hammer, there are other hammers. Type of hammer that costs a lot of money, that's not what we're talking about. That's a different type of mukzeh, which Be'ezrat Hashem will get to. But a kli shemelachto leisur, mechama letzel, you're not allowed to move it. But you are allowed to handle a hammer, let's say, letzorech gufo or letzorech mekomo. Letzorech gufo means if you have a certain use for it, which is heter. We said yesterday, you want to crack open a nut with the hammer. That's allowed. Or, letzorech mekomo, you need to sit where the hammer is. You need to move it away from there. That's allowed. So now that we learned that letzorech gufo or letzorech mekomo, you're allowed to move it. What about the following case? If, let's say, this is a type of kli shemelachto leisur that has no use for it at all, letzorech gufo. There's only one use, and that one use is isu. But you have no other way of using it. So letzorech gufo is not an option. The only other option is letzorech mekomo. The question is, do those two things go together? Letzorech gufo and letzorech mekomo, do they have to be together? Or are they each one an isolated heter? Which means, a kli shemelachto leisur, that there is no way to use it letzorech gufo, but obviously there is a way to handle it letzorech mekomo. You need its space. Do we say now, since you never have the heter of letzorech gufo, mimela the heter of letzorech mekomo also goes away? Or do we say one has nothing to do with the other? Even though I never have the option of letzorech gufo, but letzorech mekomo still stands. It happens to be a machloket rishonim. It's an amazing thing. If we would be learning the sugya in the Gemara, we would go a bit deeper into it to understand the whys. Here we're just trying to figure out the shitot lehalacha. That's all. So there is a shita. Rav Ovadia brings the shita of the Baal HaMa'or. The Baal HaMa'or was Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi. Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi wrote a book on the reef. When I say on the reef, I mean attacking the reef. He had hasagot on the reef. He had questions on the psakim of Rabbi Yitzchak Elfasi. So wherever he questioned or argued the psak of the reef, he wrote his opinion. And so when you open up a Gemara in the back, you see the Rif in the middle. On the bottom, you see HaMa'or HaGadol. He's known as the Baal HaMa'or. He was a Sfaradi by the name Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi. The Ramban, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nachman, in response to the Baal HaMa'or, in order to stick up and to fight for the Rif, he wrote on the side called Pirush Milchamot Hashem. The Milchamot Hashem. So you always have machlokot between the Baal HaMa'or and the Ramban in Milchamot Hashem. Each one was obviously a giant of Torah. It was a Rishon. These are Rishonim we're talking about. Mazeh? All from both of them from Spain, both of them in Sfarad, and the Rif also. The Rif, although he lived in Morocco many years, but he also originated from Spain. And so the Baal HaMa'or in Perek Mishehechshich, that's in Masechet Shabbat, towards the end of the Masechet, in Dibur HaMatchil Amar Rav Huna writes that a type of kli shemelachto leisur that is not ra'ui ever to use letzorech gufo. So the Baal HaMa'or takes the strict view here. If you don't have the option of Letzorech Gufo, you cannot use the option of Letzorech Mekomo. Over here, the Rashba is the one who argues with the Baal HaMa'or. And the Rashba writes in his Chidushim, Shabbat Kuf Nun Daled Amud Bet, Dibur HaMatchil, VeHaMevatel, he writes, Ve'eno Mechuvar Be'enai. This is not correct in my eyes. Shehare, he says like this. He proves the fact that the Baal HaMa'or is not correct, he says. Sha'are kli shemelachto le'isur, le'dat Rabbi Nechemya, en le'taltelo le'tzorech gufo klal. Mishum she'le'dato, en kli nital, ela le'tzorech tashmisho hamyuchad lo bilvad. The Rashba says, we have the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, who we don't hold like le'halacha, but in the Mishnah, in Masechet Shabbat, you have the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, who holds that by kli shemelachto le'isur, you can never use it letzorech gufo. A hammer, which is normally used to build, which is melachto le'isur, you cannot, according to Rabbi Nechemya, you cannot use to crack a nut open. Why? Because Rabbi Nechemya holds that a kli cannot be nital, cannot be handled, unless for its own tashmish, for its usage that it's normally made. If you're going to take a hammer and use it to crack a nut, that's called being metaltel mukze. That's shitat Rabbi Nechemya. And yet, he himself, ve'af al pichen letzorech mekomo metaltelim oto. Rabbi Nechemya, who is machmir when it comes letzorech gufo, but letzorech mekomo, he did allow. If you need to move the hammer from the chair because you want to sit on the chair, even Rabbi Nechemya allows it. וכמו שכתב רשי שבת קוף קו דלת דיבור המתחיל אמר לה, עד כאן. רשי openly explains that in the שיטה of רבי נחמיה. What do you see from here? The Rashba proves from here that the two heterim of לצורך מקומו and לצורך גופו are independent. They don't depend one on the other. So you see, even if you cannot use it לצורך גופו, you can still use it לצורך מקומו. Says Rav Ovadia, ונראה דהרשב"א לשיטתו בחידושיו, שבת קכ"ו ד', דיבור המתחיל, ואתה רבי נחמיה. It seems that the Rashba is going according to his own shita earlier, 30 pages earlier in Masechet Shabbat. דרבה סבירה לדה צורך מקומו, נמי הווה כצורך תשמישו המיוחד לו. See, the Rashba, in Shabbat Kuf Kav Dalet, where he explains the opinion of Rava, which we do go by, that we are allowed to be metaltel a kli shemelachto le'isur letzorech mekomo, the Rashba explains, what's the svara behind that? What's the logic? He says, you know why? Because tzorech mekomo is considered also tzorech tashmisho hamyuchad lo. It's considered like you're using the item for its normal usage. How is that? שכשם שמייחדים אותם להשתמש בהם, because a utensil, such as, let's stick to the case of the hammer, a hammer, just like you set it aside for its use of building, כן מייחדים אותם לסלקם אחר תשמישם. This is a bit of a fine svara, we need to think it out a little bit, but this is a Rishon talking, the Rashba is saying, just like an item is set aside for its usage, a hammer for building, it's also set aside to be removed after its usage. In other words, what the Rashba is saying is, part of using a hammer is putting it away when you're done. So therefore, just like you are, the usage of the hammer is to build with it, the correct usage of the hammer is also to put it back in its place. It shouldn't be just left on a place where people need to sit down. And therefore it's called also Letzorech Tashmisho Amyuchad Lo. That's an interesting thing. By the way, you could tell this to people who don't put back items where they belong. Let's say a sefer. A sefer is made for what? For reading, right? Obviously. But you know what? If you don't put it back in its place, we can prove from this Rashba that you did not use that sefer properly. Because using it properly means reading in it and putting it back. Using the hammer properly is building with it and putting it back, not leaving it lying around on some chair that I need to move it away because I need to sit on the seat. It's an interesting thing. It's a delicate svara, but it's deep. It's deep. It's beautiful.
So then on Shabbat, if it's on my place and I need, it's on my seat, I can take it and put it back in the toolbox?
See, what you just added one piece of information which is correct, which we didn't get to yet, we're going to get to in a page from now, that when we have a heter to move an item of mukze letzorech mekomo, it doesn't mean just to move it away from where I need to sit, but that's it, to move it from there. No, once I'm allowed to pick it up, I'm allowed to put it back in its place. We're going to see that. That's a true point. Avi, I missed your voice. Yesterday you were here with us.
Yeah. I wasn't getting the message.
That's okay. What's your question?
I was going to say, usually you're allowed to do things you have to do it with a shinoi. So it's a big finish that you're allowed to take it and put it back.
Yes. Although that takes us off our point right now. Right now I want to focus more on what the Rashba is saying. But this is true, that when you're allowed to pick up the hammer, letzorech mekomo, now I'm allowed to put it where it belongs. And by the way, it does, as Rabbi Moshe was deriving, we derive this from the words of the Rashba. Because the Rashba says that included in the correct usage of the kli is putting it away, is removing it from where it does not belong to the place where it does belong. Beautiful. So let's continue on in the text. And I apologize if you don't have it in front of you. I try to read it as clear as possible. So the Rashba, since he explained so beautifully, that is the svara of Rava, why tzorech mekomo is allowed. Nimtza ledivrei Rashi aliba de Rabbi Nechemia. So it comes out that according to Rashi, in the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia, shekli shimlachto leisur, eno nital klal letzorech gufo lefi sheeno miyuchad ela limlechet isur. That the reason why Rabbi Nechemia held that you're not allowed to handle a kli shimlachto leisur letzorech gufo because it's not part of the normal usage of the kli, aval letzorech mekomo nital. But letzorech mekomo, you are allowed. Why? Based on what the Rashba just told us, shenetilato havya ketashmish amyuchad lo. Because removing it from where it does not belong is part of the usage of this kli. So that's why we say that even in a case where you cannot move it, you cannot use it letzorech gufo, that doesn't mean that you cannot move it letzorech mekomo. Beautiful. So now the Rashba has a friend. The Ritva agrees with him. She'av keli she'eno ra'ui b'shum tzad letaltelo letzorech gufo, share letaltelo letzorech mekomo. Not like the Baal HaMa'or. Meaning, a kli that you can not use letzorech gufo, you still are allowed to move letzorech mekomo. V'gam hu katav, bedav kuf kav gimel dibura matchil amar l'rava kisvarat ha'Rashba hanal. And the Ritva was going along with the Shita, with the Svara of the Rashba that we just explained. That what? Let's say it in short. What was the Svara of the Rashba in short? That Letzorech Mekomo is part of the usage of the Kli. Gam HaRamban Katav. Oh, I was waiting for the Ramban. The Ramban also argues with the Baal HaMa'or. De Lerava Tzorech Mekomo Haveke Tashmisha Miyuchad Lo. that according to Rava, this that we're allowed to remove a kli shemelachto liisur letzorich mekomo, that's because it's considered tashmisha miyuchadlo v'sharei afilu bimelachto liisur, and therefore it's allowed even in a kli shemelachto liisur. V'nirei shegam Ramban isbo kedata Rashba she'af keli shemelachto liisur dafka sharei letaltelo letzorich mekomo delo ke'arazah. So therefore we see that the Ramban is on board with the Rashba and the Ritva, who argue with the Baal HaMa'or. That's the Razar. Razar is Rabbeinu Zerachia Levi. That's the Baal HaMa'or. V'chen katav ha-Me'iri, and the Me'iri also holds like this. V'nir'eh de'alacha kerabanan batra'e lehakel. Rav Ovadia is using, he's applying here a rule in Psak that you usually are posek like the later Rabbanim. That's, we call it halacha kebatra'e. The halacha is like the later generations, not because they're greater, but because they had more information to use in their psak. And since the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva are all later than the Baal HaMa'or, and they all argue with him, the halacha is like them, the Me'iri as well. V'chen pasak harav ha-gaon Rabbi Moshe Levi b'shelot ha-tshuvot tefila le-Moshe, Rabbi Moshe Levi of Yeshivat Kisar HaChamim, alav ha-shalom, he also holds like this le-halacha. Okay, so that's a good piece. He goes on to deal a little bit with the Shitav Rabbi Akiva Eger, ve'ayen le'agaon Rabbi Akiva Eger, shekatav lefaresh bedivrei ha-tosfot, dibur ha-matchil ha-Rabbi Nechemia, shekol she'en metziyut shel eter tiltul b'shabbat lezorich gufo, asur letaltelo lezorich mekomo. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains into the Shitav Tosfot in Shabbat Lamedvav, similar to the Baal HaMa'or, that if you don't have the option of letzorich gufo, then you also don't have the option of letzorich mekomo. V'siyem sheken mashmaut haposkim demukze mechamat chisaronkis asur letaltelo b'shuminyan. So Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be machmir like the shita of the Baal HaMa'or, and he brings the Rav Nezirut Shimshon, one of the early acharonim, who argues with Rabbi Akiva Eger on this. Okay, and then he gives us a few more mar'e mekomot till the end of this paragraph. So basically, just to summarize, we have a machloket between the Baal HaMa'or and the Rashba and others, and the halacha is like the Rashba, Ramban, and Ritva that hold that even a type of kli shemelachto liisur that you cannot use ever, letzorech gufo, you still have the heter of letzorech mekomo, and that is understood beautifully with the svara of the Rashba, that letzorech mekomo is part of tashmisho amiyuchad of the kli. And we even extracted some Derech Eretz from that Shita of the Rashba. Okay. In the next paragraph, he gives us a practical case. This is an example of being metaltel, a kli shemelachto le'isur, letzorech gufo, to use it for a different usage. Mafteach shel mechonit, car keys. I'm sure, you know, you ask yourself from time to time, car keys, is it mukze or is it not mukze? Now, I'm not talking in a case where the car keys are together with other keys that you do need. That's not even a question. You're allowed to be metaltel because then it's isur and heter mixed together, so you're allowed to move it. We'll get to that, you know, at a different time. But let's say the car key itself, right? A car key. Imhu meyuad lehaf'alat hamanoa. If the car key is set aside, it's reserved for turning on the ignition, you know, turning on the car. Have kli shemelachto liisur. Obviously, this is considered a kli that is melachto liisur. So now we have options. Kli shemelachto liisur is not the worst case in the world. It's only second degree mukze. You're not allowed to move it mechama letzel, right? But you are allowed to move it letzorech gufo or letzorech mekomo. What can be a case of letzorech gufo? Let's say you use the car key, Ken, which is normally its main usage is to turn on the car, but it also can open up the door. So can you use it to open up the door? Yes, with one condition. What's the obvious condition?
Light.
That it doesn't turn on a light. Havek kli shemelachto liisur, aval im efshar liftoach bo delet hamechonit beofen shelo nidleket nura bamechonit mutar letaltelo. Bifrat letzorech hotzaat chefetz heter min hamechonit, shmirat shabbat kilchata. The shmirat shabbat kilchata gives the example. Let's say you forgot something in the car that you need on Shabbat. Oy vavoy. But it's possible for you to open it without turning on the light. I don't know. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, if you... Lama no. You can turn off the button, you know, that turns on the light. לא, אבל יש דבר כזה להוריד את זה, לא? אפשר. לא בשבת, אבל לפני שבת.
מדובר על מכוניות, שמנתקים את הבטריה,
אוקיי, if there is no possibility... What's the separate problem, Avi? Okay, you bring up a nice issue that it would be Ushoel, it would be Marita Ain. You know, you open up the door, someone's gonna think you're going in to drive the car. If Shalit Hashem visit, it's a good idea. You know, you have to make sure nobody's looking, and that's not so simple either. That's a good I'm agreeing with you, Avi. Yeah. I understand. Kol makom she'asu marita. Yes, kol makom she'asu marita ein. Afilu bechadrei chadarim asu. I understand. So that's a good point. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying that in order for something to be asu midrabanan mishum marita ein, you have to have that beferush they were osir. Okay, that's what you're saying. Ve'im lo asru, and if you don't have an isu meforash midrabanan maritain, for example, what's an isu meforash of maritain midrabanan? So for example, let's say to eat basar, to eat meat with chalav of shkedim, you're not allowed. It's maritain. You can take care of it. There is a way to take care of it by leaving a little bit of shkedim next to it, or put a sign, whatever it may be. But בעיקרו של דבר, that is something the Gemara told us בפירוש, משום מרית העין. So in this case of the car key, we don't have בפירוש that it's אסור משום מרית העין. And Rav Ovadia, באמת, to be honest with you, he doesn't bring this issue at all. So it seems like that would not be a problem. The only problem that would be is if you open up the car, you're turning on a light. If, let's say, it's a type of, you know, car that you're not turning on the light when you open up the door, you would be allowed. The only problem would be zemukze. It's kli shemelachto liisu, but kli shemelachto liisu letzorech gufo is allowed. So that comes from Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. If you look in the next page, on page Nun Gimel, right? I mean, we don't have to skip. I just try to save time. But if you look in the next paragraph, Mash'eva sheyesh bapalit ve'uchomer adbara neged zvuvim ve'itushim, a type of spray, against flies. Shehu ma sheyesh baflit. What is flit? חומר, זה חומר נגד איש, אוקיי, אני קראתי לזה פליט, ויבוא הפליט, ויגד לאברהם העברי. תודה רבה. No, you told me what it means. I didn't know what it is. משאבה שיש בפליט. Okay, good, thank you. משאבה is like a pump, okay, a pump spray that has chemicals that, you know, cause bees or flies or mosquitoes to run away. שעל פי הדין מותר להשתמש בהם לרסס חדרי הבית. על פי הלכה, you're allowed to use it on Shabbat to spray in the house כדי להבריח את הזבובים ואת היתושים, in order to scare away, to deflect the flies or mosquitoes. כשחלונות הבית פתוחים לרווחה, so now if the windows of the house are open, en alea torat mukze, this pump or spray does not have the status of mukze, kivan shehireuya limlachta gam b'shabbat, because you're allowed to use, it's not kli shemlachto liisu, you're allowed to use it even on Shabbat, rak im chalonot sgurim, only if the windows are closed, she'al yedei risus haflit hazvuvim neheragim. If you're going to spray them, they're going to be killed. Asula asotke. Then you're not allowed. because you're not allowed to kill on Shabbat. Da'afal pisheno mitkaven lehogam psik reshehu. It's because it's psik reshe that you're going to kill them. Mipnei she'en lahem makom livroach. If you have the option, the windows are open, so they could run out. So then even if you kill them, okay, it's not psik reshe. They didn't have to be killed. They could have ran away. So then it would be a case of, of klish,
suicide.
Suicide, meaning they had the chance. We gave them a chance. But if they're not given any chance, so then you're not allowed. So again, if in a case where the windows are open, this type of spray is not considered mukzeh because you're allowed to use it on Shabbat. That's basically what he talks about here in this paragraph. And then, oh wow. Nachon, nachon. As en lo damim. En lo damim. In the next paragraph, Rabotai, another Yesod he gives us. Kli shemelachto liisu, af al pi sheasur letaltolo mechama letzel, ubichlal ze, shelo yishaver velo yiganev, mevoar ba mishna brura, shelefi ma shekatav beshulchan aruch, sheteltul begufo, לא חשיב טלטול כלל, ומותר לטלטל בגופו, אפילו לצורך הדבר המוקצה, לכן מוקצה שמונח על הארץ, מותר לדחוף אותו ברגליו, כדי שלא יבוא לידי הפסד. We learned that כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור, you're not allowed to be מטלטל מחמל אצל. מה זה מחמל אצל? It's not for your usage, it's for protecting the item. כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור, you're not allowed. But there is a way. Let's say you're still worried. You don't want it to get ruined. You don't want it to get stolen or lost. What is there a possibility? Yes, there is. It's called tiltul begufo. Tiltul begufo means you use your foot, you kick it, or let's say with your elbow. That's called tiltul begufo. The normal way of tiltul is with your hand. Tiltul begufo is using your body. According to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, tiltul begufo lo nechshav tiltul. It's not considered like you handled it. And therefore you're allowed. We're going to see that there are some types of mukzeh higher than kli shemelachto liisur, shegam tiltul begufo asu. Let's say mukzeh mechamat gufo, a stone, a rock on the floor. Ze nechshav mukzeh mechamat gufo. We didn't get to that yet. We're going to learn that. Even to kick it, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to kick rocks on Shabbat outside. No. Unless it's a rock that you set aside. I'm not talking. But mukzeh mechamat gufo, you're not allowed. Aval kli shemelachto liisur, that you have heterim normally, letzorech gufo, letzorech mekomo, aval mechama letzel is not allowed, tiltul begufo is allowed. Nir'e lefi ze sheyachol gam ken lomar lenochri. So now Rav Ovadia is stretching out this heter of the Mishnah Berurah. He says we can derive from the Mishnah Berurah a little bit more than that. He says you can tell a nochri sheyetaltel oto v'yatznienu b'makom ha'ra'ui. Again, What was the example we gave before? A hammer, right? He's going to mention that. Not a hammer that is expensive. Hammer that's expensive, ze mukzeh mechamat chisaron kis. I'm not talking about this. A regular hammer, which is kli shemelachto liisur. So when are you allowed to move it? Only letzor gufo, letzor mekomo. Aval mechama letzel, meaning you're scared that it's going to be stolen, you're not allowed to move it. But is there an option? There's two options. Mishnah Berurah says, tiltul begufo. Push it with your foot or with your elbow. Rav Ovadia says, nir'e shegam ken, to tell a goy. Just like tiltul begufo is allowed, tiltul be adam acher, shelo chayav, tiltul be nochri, is also not considered tiltul. And therefore you would be allowed to tell a goy to move it. Ki hine pasak harama, shemutar lomar legoy sheolech imo, letaltel ner daluk, he's medayek like this from the Rama that says that you're allowed to tell the goy to carry for you the lantern that has in it a candle that is lit. All you're asking from him is to be metaltel. That would be allowed. He brings on the bottom, kol sheken efi ma shekatav Rav Matei Yehuda, de isur mukze kil she'en lo ikar min haTorah, lachen itiru bo amira lagoy de havale shvut de shvut. Especially when it comes to mukzeh. Mukzeh, according to the Matei Yehuda is one of the great Sephardic Acharonim, he holds mukzeh is isur kal. Mas tomeret, you're allowed to tell a goy to handle mukzeh, Because that comes out double the Rabbanan. Mukteh is mid Rabbanan. Amira legoy is mid Rabbanan. Shvut de shvut, you're allowed. Ve'af al gav dehave shelo bimkom mitzvah mikol makom hachamuta. Because normally, when do we say shvut de shvut? Shvut de shvut only bimkom mitzvah. But when it, but says the Matei Yehuda, when it comes to mukteh, mukteh is isur kal. Shvut de shvut, you're allowed to tell the goy when you're scared that it's going to get lost or it's going to get ruined. You're allowed to tell him. Ve'hu adin kan shemutar lomar lagoy litol akli shemlachto liyisur leatznio chen pasak b'shut divrei shalom mizrachi ve'ayen hetev v'shmirat shabbat kilchata. In the next paragraph, basically he repeats this inyan. In fact, I don't understand why. It's almost the same as the paragraph before. So, and he gives a few more mare mekomot in this inyan. Let's end off the last 5 minutes with two more halachot, so you come out with, you know, with something mechubad. So on the top of page Nun Dalet, Kli Alacha Bet, Kli Shemelachto Leisur. Here's what you said before, Kli Shemelachto Leisur Shemetaltelo Letzorech Mekomo Rashai Litlo Ulehanicho Beveto Bechol Makom Sheyotze. Beferush. He says, once you are allowed to be metaltel a kli shemelachto liisur letzorech mekomo, it was on your chair, and you need to sit on the chair. So you move, you're allowed to move the hammer. You don't have to move it to the next seat. You can take it and put it back. And we explained beautifully before, according to the Rashba says that tiltu letzorech mekomo ze nechshav chelek mitashmish hamiyuchad lakli. It's considered part of the proper usage of the kli. We learned before that using a kli properly means after using it, putting it back in its place. So letzorech mekomo is definitely allowed once you are moving it to move it to its proper place. And he brings that on in the bottom from Tosfot, says this beferush in Betzah Daf Gimel Amud Bet. Also the Rashba in his Chidushim in Betzah, and the Ritva, and the Magid Mishneh. Mishneh and the Ran in Betzah and the Modechi and the Meiri she'en mechayevim oto le'anicho le'altar besamuch le'makom ha'u she'u tzorech lo ela kevan she'tiltelo birshut molicho le'eze makom she'irtze. So we have a whole group of Rishonim that say that.
Even the toolbox.
What is that?
Even putting it back in the toolbox.
Yes. You're not moving the toolbox.
I understand. Right.
You know?
Well,
okay. No, if you're going to start moving the toolbox, then that would be a problem. But to put it away in its proper place, just like that, would be allowed. One more halacha, Gimel, Kli shemelachto leisu, ve'rotze letaltelo mechama letzel shelo yiganev o yaved. Mutar letaltelo. Al yede sheiten alav kikar lechem, o kli shemelachto leiter, ve'az yetaltelenu lechol makom sheyirtze. Lechol makom sheyirtze, hakavana babayit. Here, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to learn this sugya tomorrow, a little bit more be'iyun. This is called tiltul al yede davar acher. To be metaltel something, agav, because of something else. So in other words, kli shemelachto leisu, that hammer, you're scared it's going to get lost. You're not allowed to move it. That's called mechama letzel. Is there an option? We learned a few other options. There's another option. What's the option? Al yede davar acher. Mazeh? Mazeh al yede davar acher? Put on it something that's mutar. On that hammer, put like a loaf of bread. Loaf of bread, misken. Ze lo mukze, right? So you are allowed, put a loaf of bread on it. Now that you have something of a heter, you're allowed now to move it to wherever you need to move it. Chazak u'baruch, chazak u'baruch, ve'anach medaber al zeh be'arichut, because some mefarshim will ask, what do you mean? This is a heter, it seems like it's only a heter in the case of a met lo alenu, right? So Rav Ovadia is going to answer this big question. Chazak u'baruch. Ken. אז יש מפרשים ששואלים, רק שם מותר. וכאן הוא אומר לנו, בכל כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור, מותר. So he's going to say, כן כתב הראש בתשובה, דאף על גב דאמרינן, לא אמרו כיכר או תינוק, אלא לאמת בלבד. Even though we said in Shabbat Kuf Membet that this heter of kikar או תינוק is only in the case of כבוד המת, met, the dead body, is מוקצה. But if you're going to leave it out like that, it's not kavod for the mit, especially under the sun, it's going to be masriach. You're allowed to move it. Agav davar acher. You put on it a baby. Misken, the baby's going to get scared. Aval, okay. You put the baby, or you put a kikar, okay? And you're allowed now to bring it back. So it says in the Gemara, lo amru kikar o tinog, this heter, ela lemet bilvad. So how are you using it for klish melachto liisu? Okay, that's a svara to say why it's mutar. But the Rosh Omer, afilu bli ha-svara hazot. It's a svara tova, we'll talk about it, Rabbi Ovadia. The Rosh says, Hata mayri bemukce mechamat gufo. When is it that Chachamim said that lo amru heter shel kikar o tinok ela lemet bilvad? It's only in the class, in the category of mukce mechamat gufo, such as the mit. The mit is not klishim lachtol isu. Ze mukce mechamat gufo. That's much more chamur. Much more chamur. They wanted to make it clear in the class of mukce mechamat gufo, like stones or things like that, you're not allowed to move it, even al yedei davar acher. That's when they said not allowed. They have udum yademet. Inami be'arnakim male ma'ot. Shu batel legabe ha'ma'ot. Ve'avi kedin avanim. Aval medocha v'kayotze ba. Sheyesh aleha torat keli. Mutar letaltela agav ochalim she'aleha. Something that has a name of a keli. Like a klishim lachto liisu. So it's much more lenient in the halachot of mukze. You're allowed to be metaltel al yedid. So in other words, if someone asks you, Kli Shem Lachto Leisu, which is stage 2 in Mukze, right? Stage 1 is Kli Shem Lachto Leheter, Mutar Letaltelo, Afilu Mechama Letze. Kli Shem Lachto Leisu is stage 2. We're already going up the ladder. So, when is it allowed to be Metaltel? So you tell him, oh, Mechama Letze, you're not allowed. Aval, Letzor Gufo, Letzor Mekomo, you are allowed to be Metaltel. What's the other instance you're allowed to be Metaltel? Tiltul Al Yede Davar Acher. Then you are allowed also. We'll review this Be'ezat Hashem next time.